By the summer of 1998, Blindside had sold 10,000 units in the US, and the band headed to the States for their first headlining tour.
A friend of ours told us that when you sell 10,000 records in the States, you can go touring, and you're actually able to survive. So that's what I think, you know, we did when we heard that we sold 10,000 records on Tooth & Nail. You know, we came over there.
First time when we arrived in the States in 98 to tour, the day after we found out that we had no tour.
The only contacts we had in the States was through emailing. And I'd been, you know, talking to this guy back and forth, and he was setting up a tour, and, you know, it was going to be about 40 gigs. And the guy who did the tour went underground. They couldn't get a hold of him. So basically we were sitting there, you know, in Sydney, Ohio, with no tour. We just sat down and prayed about it, and we're just basically telling God that, hey, we're here now.
Yeah, a couple of days of bowling.
Yeah.
I don't lie, everything I said to you was true. But still just words, trying to balance myself from my position on the same note.
It was actually the manager for the band we were bringing out, 44 Ever Given. Their manager, Doug, he called me back in like 3-4 days and, you know, told me that everybody from, you know, our record label, every band, you know, were there, felt bad for us, and they helped us out. So he was actually, you know, able to book a tour in, you know, 5 days.
Usually what happens is that bands get big in Sweden and they get a huge following, and then they get, you know, launched in the States from a big label or something like that. We didn't have anything like that going for us. We just had our car, and well, actually it was like this little minivan, and we had a map, and we just went to the place they told us to go. And
I think it was just a big adventure.
Throughout the summer, the band play a bunch of small clubs and sleep on the floor of fans' houses. The fan base they built in Sweden has already been dwarfed by the strong distribution of the record in the US.
The shows that meant the most were the ones where you can just feel it between you, you know? It wasn't when it stopped being about us and started becoming something about
everybody
in the room. Something that we're doing together, and not just worshiping a band, you know, it's about something more.
Wyoming, and Christian's bleeding to death and the van's broken down. This tour is going great.
The tour leads them to Cornerstone Festival in Bushnell, Illinois. Here they make friends with a band from San Diego, California called POD.
5,000 kids screaming along, you know, not singing along, they're screaming along, and there was some, you know, just raising their hands, and that was something that was really, you know, powerful. Yeah.
you knew the lyrics, you're up front screaming it. Hey, I'll never wait, I'm high.